Great, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You ready for a big Wild and Woolly game?
Oh, the woollier the better.
Oh. Well, before things get underway here today and we get crazy, let me remind you that our big Pressure Luck home game begins this Monday. And one of you at home will be winning big, big bucks or a fabulous prize each and every day. So be sure to make a note that it's home game time starting next Monday, all right? Remember that. Now let's meet the three players who want the bucks today. Starting with our champion, Carolyn Edwards.
Yeah.
How are you, Carolyn?
I'm terrific.
I bet you are with $12,800.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, for my business that I'm starting.
Well, that's right. Yeah. That's right, your publishing business.
That's right.
So, but you probably want more.
Well, yeah. I didn't want a trip, so I'm going to have to spend some of it on a trip.
I understand. Well, good luck to you today, Carolyn.
Thank you.
All right, our second player is Lynn Weldon. How are you, Lynn?
I'm fine, Peter. Thank you.
That's good. And you are a student?
That's right. I'm a student at UCLA in the interior design department.
Well, can you do anything with this studio, you think?
It looks terrific to me.
Kind of a Spartan look, huh?
Yes.
And where do you want to go? You want to take a trip somewhere?
Yes, I'd love to win a trip to Italy, because that's where my grandfather was born, and I'd love to visit where he was born.
Oh, well, maybe we can accommodate you.
I hope so.
You can do it and win and make all kinds of bucks.
I hope so.
Good luck, Lynn. All right, third player is Mark Honecker. How are you, Mark?
Hi.
That's good. Mark, you are a collector?
Yes, I collect funky ties.
Mark, you have come to the right place. At last count, I have about 210 funky ties.
Funky?
Yeah, okay. I have about three that they allow me to wear. But how many do you have?
I have anywhere between 15 and 20.
Really? Now,
but
do you get them from
odd.
Around the country, or just weird people?
Yeah,
or?
I used to tour with the gospel singing group, and I picked them up all along as
oh,
I went.
Oh, makes it easier. All right. Well, don't collect any whammies, just big bucks.
That's
you
right.
Ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. You give me a buzz and answer. Three spins, multiple choice, one spin. Is that a whammy? Does this only happen at CBS when you get a fly on your shoulder? Let's see. No, I won't do it. If he answers the question before you do, I have to give him the spins. According to a volume called The Book of Why, during which of the four seasons are we most likely to catch a cold? Carolyn?
Spring.
Is the correct answer spring, fall, or winter? Lynn?
I'd say spring.
What do you think, Mark?
I'll go with spring.
What do you think? Ah, you're right. It's fall.
Oh.
Give him a spin here. Good. No spins. The fly gets the spin. Okay. Did I bathe in sugar today or what? What course of a meal are you eating if you're having Brown Betty? Lynn?
Dessert.
Is it dessert, salad, or entree, Carolyn?
Dessert.
What do you think, Mark?
Dessert.
You have Brown Betty for dessert. Correct. Carolyn, a spin. Lynn, three. Mark, a spin. Third question. The world's first telephone message was, Mr. Watson, come here, I want you. Who gave that message? Lynn?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Is it Alexander Graham Bell, Thomas Edison, or Samuel Morse, Carolyn?
Mr. Bell.
What do you think, Mark?
Alexander.
In case you didn't hear, it was Alexander Graham Bell who gave that message. Carolyn to two, Lynn to six, Mark to two. Last one, gang. Mirrored wardrobes, oversized bathtubs, or tile counters. Which feature do more would-be home buyers want? Carolyn.
The tiled wardrobes. mirrored wardrobes.
Mirrored wardrobes, all right. Is it mirrored wardrobes, oversized bathtubs, or tile counters, Lynn?
I'd say oversized bathtubs.
What do you think, Mark?
Oversized bathtubs.
You're going to be surprised, gang. Of those three, more would-be homeowners want tile counters. Carolyn stays at 2, Lynn at 6, Mark at 2. Stay there. We're going to come back for big bucks after these words. Okay, thank you. Some money, about $50,000 up there on the board, all kinds of goodies, and you don't want any part of the whammies, but you do want to see one of those fabulous trips, and the illustrious one, Rod Roddy, is going to tell you all about it. Rod?
But of course I will, Peter. One of our lucky winners today could be flying off to Kona on the big island of Hawaii, enjoying the famous black beaches, and maybe even seeing a live volcano. It's 6 nights on Hawaii's famed Kona Coast, and it's worth almost $1,800. Aloha, I can feel the balmy breezes now.
Whoa, you meet the nicest people on the beach, huh, Rod?
Yes, did he?
Not bad. You do want to go to Kona. It's lovely. You want to win this round, so you'll play last in the final round. You can pass your remaining spins during your turn if you so desire, and four whammies. Well, you won't be going to Kona with four whammies, all right? Fewest spins first, tie. Carolyn and Mark, left goes first. Carolyn with two spins.
Okay,
you ready?
Okay, I'm going to wear my mid jacket to Hawaii. Come on, Kona. Stop
at $1,000. First place, one spin, Carolyn. Stop at 400 more. That's 1,400. First place for now. Let's see what Mark can do with two spins and a funky tie.
Okay, we got two spins. No whammies. Stay away. Big bucks. Come on, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at 550. One spin left. You're in second place, Mark.
Let's go. Okay, big bucks. Come on. Keep the whammies away. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop. And I don't think you liked your tie, Mark. But what can I tell you? The game is not over. We go to Lynn with six spins. You ready, Lynn?
I'm ready.
Here we
okay,
go.
Okay. I want some big bucks and no whammies. Stop.
Stop at $350. Five spins, second place.
Okay.
Go.
Stay with me and no whammies. Stop.
Stop at $200. That's $550. Four spins.
Hey, big bucks, I'd like some big bucks. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $1,500. Okay. Those are big bucks, $2,050. First place by $650, Lynn. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go.
Here we go.
Okay, Whammy, stay away from my door. I want those big bucks, and stop.
Stop at $300 more. $2,350, two spins left, $950 more than Carolyn. What do you want to do?
I'm going to pass on.
All right, the two go to Carolyn, $1,400,
okay,
and she's
come
ready.
Come on, big bucks, let's go to Kona, come on, Kona!
Stop at $500 and a spin, $1,900. One spin in the urn, Carolyn,
right.
One more spin you have to take. Here
all
you come.
All right, come on, big bucks, let's go to Kona, stop!
Stop at $700.
All right.
$2,600, $250 more than Lynn, you were in first place, you have one spin.
I gotta go, Peter,
all right,
I gotta
Carolyn,
go.
Here
come
we
on,
go.
Come on, big bucks,
first
big
place.
Bucks to Kona, stop!
Stop at 500. Mark 0, Lynn 2350, and Carolyn with 3100. You did it. First place, champ. We'll be back after you finish the whole new round. Don't go away. Some kind of fun. Yeah? You ready for some more questions?
You bet.
All right, hold up your right hand. You promise to give me the right answer?
You bet.
One of you will be lying. Here we go. Have you ever noticed how often some women change the color of their hair? It's not a question. Well, tell me, what fraction of American women change their hair color every year? Mark?
75%.
Fraction?
3/4.
Okay. Is the correct answer 3/4, 1/4, or 1/2, Carolyn?
I'm going to say 1/2.
What are you going to say, Lynn?
I'm going to say 1/2.
You are? Hair colors change each year by 1/4 of all women. Back! They get a little crazy sometimes. All right. You guys don't do real well on the first question, as I recall.
No.
Yeah. According to U.S. customs, how old must something be to be considered a genuine antique? Lynn.
Over 50 years.
All right. Is the correct answer 50 years, 75 years, or 100 years, Carolyn?
I'm going to say 100 years.
What are you going to say, Mark?
I'll go 75 years.
Well, I'll give you a hint. The correct answer means our producer will very soon be there. According to the customs people, it isn't an antique till it's 100 years old.
Right.
Carolyn, Jeffrey Spin. And our producer just threw something. You see it go by? It was a missile. All right, here we go. What profession are you about to embark upon if you've just taken the Hippocratic Oath? Mark?
Medical, doctor.
All right, is the correct answer medical, legal, or teaching, Carolyn?
It's medical.
What do you think, Lynn?
I'd say medical.
I think they all should take it, but if you've taken the Hippocratic Oath, you're about to become a doctor of medicine. Carolyn goes to two, Lynn, Spin, Mark, three. Last one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. There's an old saying that says the world will beat a path to your door if you build a better what? I always thought it was better game show host, but I guess that's not. Let's give you three choices. If you're right, you get a spin. The world will beat a path to your door if you build a better house, automobile, mousetrap. What do you think, Carolyn?
It's a mousetrap.
What do you think, Lynn?
It's a mousetrap.
How about you, Mark?
Mousetrap.
If you want the path, you better build a better mousetrap game. Carolyn goes three, Lynn the two, and Mark the four. And we're coming back for $90, so don't go away. We'll be back. Take just a moment to remind everyone at home that big press your luck, the big fall home game starts next Monday. So you want to write that down. Next Monday, you can win as much as, well, $30, $40, $50, $60, even $70,000. I mean, we're talking a lot of dollars. Great prizes, trips. So whenever one of our contestants hits something on the board, you could win it. So write it down. Don't forget, next Monday is Press Your Luck's fall home game. So join us then. In the meantime, up there on the big board, over $100,000 in goodies right here on our show today. Wonderful prizes and goodies, and the illustrious one, the man with the dulcet tones, will now tell you about one of the fabulous trips offered on the big board. Rod!
This trip is one of my favorites, Peter. I just got back from there. One of today's lucky winners could be flying off to the fabled city of Singapore, where modern life mixes with ancient oriental things. An experience that they will remember the rest of their lives. Six exciting nights in Singapore, a trip worth almost $3,000.
See, Rod gets to go to all these fabulous places, and I get to go to, not that it's a bad place, but Barstow isn't exactly Singapore, so that's what happens, you understand? In any event, you want the trip, you want all the goodies. Carolyn, you're going to play last, $3,100, you earned it, and Mark, you're first with $0 and four spins. Let's get some bucks up
here. All right, let's go. Let's go to Singapore, big bucks, no whammies, whammies, stay away, and stop.
Stop that whammy. Mark. Three spins left. Okay. What do you want to do?
Gotta go.
All right.
Let's go for it. Okay, come on. Big bucks, whammy, stay away. Big bucks, and stop.
Stop it. Another whammy.
I'm bowling for bucks, and it's a strike.
Mark, let's chat for a moment. You have three whammies, no dollars. You do have two spins, but one more whammy will put you out of the game. What's your pleasure?
I gotta go.
All right, Mark's in the big box.
Okay, this is it. No more. We got the whammies out of the way. Big bucks, come on, big bucks, and stop.
Stop at a windjammer crew. Mark, that beats a whammy. That's valued at $2,210. Third place, one spin.
Gotta go.
There we go again. All right.
Come on, big bucks, let's earn a spin. Big bucks, and come on, big bucks, and stop.
Not the windjammer crew. Sorry, Mark, you're out of the game. We now go to Lynn with $2,350 and two spins.
Okay.
Big bucks, Lynn. Let's see if you can make some money.
Let's make those two count. I want some big bucks and no whammies. Big bucks and stop.
Stop at Singapore. That's the Singapore trip, Lynn, with $2,900. First place with $5,250. You have one spin left.
Well, I'm going.
All right.
Okay, I want to go to Singapore. I want some big bucks to take
stop at $1,400. 66.50. First place, about twice Carolyn's total. It's Carolyn's turn, 3,100, three spins. You ready, Carolyn?
I am ready. All right. And I saw Athens up there.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
let's
got your eye on it.
Come on,
okay.
Athens or Africa. Stop.
Stop at 7.50 in a spin. 38.50, still three spins. Press for Dr. Pass.
Come on, let's go. Let's go to the board. Big box for a trip. Stop.
Stop at $2,500. $63.50. $300 separates you and Lynn. Two spins, Carolyn.
I gotta go.
All right.
Come on. Big box for a trip. Stop.
Stop at $1,000 in a spin. $73.50. Now you have $700 more than Lynn. You're in first place. You have two spins.
Okay. I gotta go for it. I gotta go.
Here we go.
Go to the board. Big box for a trip. Come on. Stop.
Stop at the Virgin Islands. Carolyn, that trip is worth $3,253. $10,603. That's $4,000 more than Lynn. One spin left. Lynn, it's about $4,000, a little less than that, separates you and Carolyn. Carolyn's not going to look. She's closing her eyes. One spin, you have to take it. You have to get more than that to beat her or something with additional spin. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Lynn and Carolyn, here we go. Stop at $2,000. It is not enough. Carolyn, you did it. Twice. You're the champ today with $10,603. That's 2 days in a row. You got it. You did it. And we'll come back and talk to you after these words. Yeah. Yeah. Today's big press for next winner once again. It's Carolyn at $10,603. Right now, the electric one, Rod is going to tell you what you want. Rod?
Thank you, Peter. Carolyn, we're going to jet you and your companion round trip to Los Angeles for a six-night stay modified American plan at the luxurious Frenchman's Reef on St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. They'll pamper you and spoil you and leave you with pleasures you'll never forget at Frenchman's Reef Holiday Inn. That prize totaling $3,253, combined with the $7,350 in cash you won today, and the $12,800 in cash and prizes you won previously, gives you a new grand total, Carolyn, of $23,403. Congratulations!
Nice going, Carolyn! And you get to come back and do it again.
I'm going to win the $50,000.
Why stop there?
That you told me I have to.
I wouldn't have any effect. You'd keep going all the way. I know.
Absolutely.
You care. Well, we'll see you next time, all right?
You got it.
And Lynn and Mark, thank you for being with us. We've got some nice prizes for you. Mark, you collect funky ties and evidently whammies.
Whammies, too.
In any event, good having you with us. And before we leave, I have a little poem from Rosalind Weintraub from the Surfside Nursing Home in Far Rockaway, New York. And Rosalind writes in the whammy. Whoever gave birth to you for mankind did not care. Because of so much misery, contestants have had their share. And so to you, so to your mother and also to your dad, I plead they give you a vacation so many will be glad. You give us so much trouble and you are still small. Imagine what could happen if you grew up and were tall. Thank you, Rosalind. One more. This one is from Leslie Heath of Lake Havasu City, Arizona. The whammy is a mean old thing. He takes your bucks and has a fling. And when he's through with you, he goes after the other two. Thank you, Leslie. Until next time, this is Peter DeMarco saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.